So do you prefer Chachi or Josh?
Chachi is fine, man. It's been around for... I tried to get rid of it for 10 years and it wouldn't go away, so now I just embrace it.
Where did it come up from?
I got given to my freshman year of high school. I was dating this girl.
Joni?
No. Sorry. And her dad... I was working for her dad. He owned a local hardware store from a really small town. And because I have dark hair, I'm dark-complected. And I was like, so who's the new employee you have? And I was outside doing, like, landscaping work and, like, physical labor. And he's like, oh, it's Chachi, some fake Mexican name, you know. I was like, I just feed him lunch every day. He's like, oh, he's an illegal immigrant. And, like, all this stupid bullshit. No one believed him. And then, so, he was also friends with my wrestling coach. And so, once our wrestling coach caught wind of it, he was calling me Chachi at practice. And then it just...
Yeah, once it gets in sports,
it's completely over with.
I was always my last name because I'm Jim Gilbert. My two best friends were both named Jim, so it was whatever was on the back of our jerseys. So,
yep.
You know.
See, my last name is Morundi, so that's not, people can't read it, they can't say it, they can't remember it. They don't, it just doesn't work.
But anyway, I am Jim.
Nice to officially meet you, Jim.
JT, or
Joy.
And this is
nice
Joy.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Yeah, we just shot the acoustic set that...
yeah, they said bowling was fun, man.
I got some good photos of them, kind of doing their thing. He's got a very big game face.
Oh, we're serious competitors.
Yeah, but I get that.
Gotta be.
I was thinking, man, they're favorite. You know, because of your drum kit, that it's the part that makes me cringe because it's the Red Wings. But I was like, how'd that come about? You know, like, did you just do it as a fan, or do they don't sponsor? I mean,
they gave me the official release to use the logo.
They did.
Yeah, by contacting them, they play our songs there, and so I reached out and I was like, listen, Chachi, probably will you guys play our songs? Obviously,
right.
I'm a huge Red Wings fan. I would love to use one of your images. And she sent me like every official image. She's like, feel free to use it. You know, I'm not using it to make. I'm not selling it. You know,
right,
to make money off of it. I'm just a huge fan, so it's. It's a good move from them, you know. It's free advertising, and a lot of people know where we're from, you know. And we've had very few people be shitty about it, you know. Our manager was really scared. He's like, "You're gonna go out nationally with that? That's a bad idea. Like, people are gonna hate you guys." I'm like,
no,
"I don't think so."
Because sports fans appreciate the fact that
you
are into a sport.
Exactly.
Right. Oh yeah, we don't. No, that's. I mean, Adirondack Red Wings used to play where I did. So I mean, I remember those guys back in the day. So that's where we live is in the other side of the other side of the Adirondacks, about 2 hours away, Saratoga area. You guys are just at Clifton Park. So, but, yeah, no, it's the loyalty. It's like, you know.
Exactly.
They're into sports. Cool. That's one more reason to identify.
And identify where we're from and us individually. Like, I'm a hockey fan, I'm a Wings fan. People can remember that.
All right. It wasn't about the boots. It's about the game. Remember those freaking... Anyway. This is a written interview. I'm recording just so that we don't forget or misquote or anything like that. No video or anything. I know Chris just asked, is that a video? It's like,
yeah, I was like, do you have to put clothes on?
No. No, you're good. We first saw you guys at Rock on the Range. It's the first time. I might have seen it before, but...
I have not.
Okay.
So we were at Rock on the Range, and Joy was there, and... She came up to me afterward and goes, what is this band all about? And she fell in love. So
thank you.
And one of the things that struck her was you play standing up sometimes.
I do.
How'd that come about?
I have no idea. I don't know that it was like a plan or an intentional thing. It wasn't like... There are things definitely in a show, especially after years of playing the same songs, that I think... Yeah, I'm would be afraid to say that people purposely will you know, create gimmicks. And that was not intentional. I don't really know. I think when I started doing it, I don't think I realized that it was that cool of a thing until I got into Pop Evil and people were like, dude, you play, you stand up and play. And I was like...
So you've always done that?
I've done that since I was playing in a band live, like at least progressively. I haven't been playing that long. This is like 6 years. Just into
the last 3 years with Pop Evil, and before that, Seraph. Seraph.
Yep.
And are you still associated with Seraph at all?
Yeah. The band was composed of me and then two brothers who I've known my entire life. I mean, literally over 25 years of my life. And then we found our singer in college. And I'm still very close with all of those guys. We were probably the next biggest, most popular band to come out of Grand Rapids behind Pop Evil. And we were a couple years behind, but we were doing well. We were picking up support from GRD. We had gone on a couple regional tours with Pop Evil. And we did 1 year, we did about 170 shows. I did all of our management booking, you know, all independent. And my singer was like, I can't handle being on the road 150 days plus a year. I love making music, but touring is not for me. And he's like, I want to play still, you know, 50, 60 shows a year. And I was like, all right, well, let's keep working on songs. Let's keep doing this. But I told everybody, I'm like, I'm going to actively seek out a new band because this is what I want to do. And I had already known the guys in Pop Evil, and Dave caught wind. Dave was the one that called me and that, you know, Seraph was no longer, even though it was my baby, it was not going to bring me where I wanted. So
now, since you joined in what, 2011?
Yep.
So in the last 2 years, what are you guys averaging a year show wise?
I mean, I think the year that I joined, we did like 268 shows or something like that. I mean, we were on the road about 300 days the first year I was out. This year, you know, which is about to end, this calendar year, will have been a little bit less than that, but we're still on the road easily into 250s, over 250s.
What do you have? I mean, this is your last show before going home for Thanksgiving.
Correct.
What do you have planned?
December, we are taking Young Guns out.
No. What do you have planned? Like,
oh, myself
you get
personally.
Out of here? Yeah.
I am catching a flight tonight to go to spend some time with the family, man. I'm a big family guy. My girl is from Tennessee, and it's up to her. This holiday was her decision of to spend it in Michigan, my family, Tennessee with hers, and we're going to do Thanksgiving in Tennessee, Christmas with my family. So I will be flying to the beautiful state of Tennessee and spending a week there of lots of eating, lots of CrossFitting, and lots of absolutely no music-related activity.
How close to Nashville is she?
A few hours. She's East Tennessee.
Okay. Yep. So too far to go see a Predators game?
Absolutely. I might go to an Ice Bears game.
You know, it's funny. I've been in Nashville, and yeah, I did all the clubs, but I actually went to a Predators game too because it's such
Bridgestone's gorgeous, man. It's really cool. We had the luck, and you know, we were blessed to play there on the Trespass tour, and that was a really cool place to play. I mean, even though I hate the Predators, it was awesome. Very cool. It's a great city, man. Nashville's an awesome place to be.
Talking about venues, what's the biggest show you guys have done? Do you know?
Biggest in terms of audience. I would say Rock on the Range is right up there. I mean, it was sold out this year, so that's probably...
That's 35,000.
Yeah, that's probably... that I know is the biggest number we've played. We did an outdoor show in Madison. It was Taste of Wisconsin. That was, you know, that's on, like, I don't know how they would measure it. I don't know if there was actual tickets or how that was done. That was a pretty good-sized crowd, and we actually headlined that. I think that was Young Guns' first U.S. show. That was a couple summers ago. But I don't think it was more than 35,000. I think that's probably the biggest crowd we've done.
Yeah, I thought that was great that you guys were on the main stage and you had
that was fun.
The second stage with bands like Day to Remember and In This Moment.
Really great bands.
They were second stage, and you know,
it's a trade that you know, a lot of bands like those bands are much like ourselves, that you're in that weird in between stage, so you oftentimes have to pick and choose an earlier slot on a big stage or a later slot on a smaller stage. And it can be a really tough choice. Some festivals have a really great setup where stages really don't make a difference. You know, I know we did Jacksonville, and the second stage wasn't really a second stage. It was just, they were back and forth. Both of them had significantly the same crowd. But some stages, second stage means you're like 400 yards away and you might not get in. You know, like, I remember when I went and saw, one of the festivals I used to go to in Tinley Park in Chicago. And like the Jaeger stage, you had to like leave the amphitheater and walk out to see the bands at that stage. So, you know, that's stuff you need to know as a band or as management to take care of you guys and hopefully position you for what's best for your band.
I was really shocked. I mean, third stage had Clutch, The Sword, third stage.
I actually went to that stage and it was awesome because no one recognized me and I got to watch The Sword and I loved it.
So are you into stoner metal?
Or? I am. I'm very... I know everyone says this.
Sorry.
I listen to everything. And, like, people are like, oh, I listen to everything. I mean, if I get on my iPod and was just scroll through here... And, like, the guys won't even let me play my phone on, like, the PA because if it's on random, what we could potentially get. I mean, scrolling through in alphabetical order, I have ABBA, AC/DC, Adam Lambert, Adele, Adelie Desway, Aerosmith, AFI, Alabama, Alan Jackson. Like, that's just the first six.
I don't even know, like,
he's like me. Yeah, no,
and I love The Sort, big Queens of the Stone Age fan. But I go into the indie side, too, like Arctic Monkeys. My favorite record I bought recently is probably Lana Del Rey. I'm really into that record right now.
I was going to ask who your influences are, but that you get that question probably all the time, so I won't ask that. Screw that.
Dave Grohl is a huge inspiration to me, man. As a musician.
Then I'll ask that question if it's Dave Grohl.
As a person, you know. I mean, he's just a guy that...
You guys never shared the stage with Foo Fighters.
We have not.
Not yet.
I hope.
All right. I know this is your interview. Got to tell you quick. Their 20th anniversary of Nevermind.
Okay.
We saw them in Buffalo.
Oh, my God.
And Chris came out and played.
They played, yeah.
Yeah, Skin and Bones.
Yep.
Sorry. I know it's about
He's a legend, you know. And I'll be very open to say that when Nirvana was big, you know, I was younger and I wasn't really into it. I never liked Dave Grohl because of Nirvana. And a lot of people I know, even if they won't admit it, that is why they like him.
So you're like the anti-Nirvana?
No, looking back now, especially as a musician, Nirvana's great songwriters and his drumming on Nirvana's phenomenal, but at the time I really just wasn't into it. Out of all the bands in the Seattle grunge scene, they're probably the one I was the least into when I was younger. I'm a huge Soundgarden fan, Alice in Chains, and we got to play with them this year.
You got to play with them, both of those bands.
Dude, I sat like 20 yards away, and I was losing my mind.
Was Soundgarden and Alice in Chains was the same night?
No, different nights.
Different nights.
Soundgarden was actually at Carolina Rebellion and canceled.
Yeah, but they were at...
They played
but the opposite night of us. Yes.
Okay, and you guys were already on the road.
Yes.
But you got to see Alice in Chains, that... We've seen them twice this year.
They're phenomenal.
So when we were hanging out with your people earlier, they were pretty excited about what's coming up next year.
Yes.
So what's coming up?
We are not allowed to say yet.
Oh, come on.
Only because I think the only reason we can't is because it's not actually inked yet. There is still like a 1% chance and it doesn't go through.
So you're growing.
Yes. I can give you guys the clue. This is basically what our manager told us before it got to where it is now. And he was like, you guys are going to go out to kick off the new year in January. The tour will start sometime in January. It'll go through February. And we will be direct support for a band that is probably the biggest band we've been direct support for that I can think of. Like on a full tour. So it's exciting. It's a band that I admire. Musically and from a musician's standpoint a lot. So I hope people are looking forward to that.
So that's awesome.
Definitely watch for dates. And as soon as we can tell you, I promise, you know, there's no reason I wouldn't want to tell you guys if it was already done.
Right. Yeah. Now I'm thinking all the bands. Like
that's exactly what I did. It's go like, wait. I started lining up.
Who is it?
The first one that comes to my mind is, and it wouldn't be because I don't know, but Black Sabbath is starting up in January because that was the one
our
I was
manager
like, oh my
sent
God.
Us this. He's like, listen, you're going out with this band. You're going to be direct support. You know, they're bigger than a couple of the other bands that you guys have toured with this year, and you've never toured with them before. That's another big clue. Yeah. So now you guys can all play the same game that I played for 2 weeks. I'm like writing lists of bands now that we haven't. And I will say that it was my second guess. So I got it right.
So
I figured it out before we got it.
Because, you know, I get excited about whoever hints because I shoot with your playlist.
Mm-hmm.
I think last week I shot Pat Benatar in 38 Special.
Awesome.
This week, a couple days ago, I shot Blues Traveler. I shot Ghost. We went to New York City to shoot In This Moment and King.
King is phenomenal. Right? Was in this interview. If you haven't seen King, you need to go watch him right now. I love those guys. I love their album. I listened to Trampled Sun through just literally 2 days ago.
So, and they just got picked up by Razor and Tie, I believe
they inked that deal. Yes,
they just inked Razor and Tie. That's big news.
Yes.
So I thought when you said big news, I was thinking E1 is big. Did they go Atlantic or something like that? I thought maybe another
label jumping. No. Hopefully we're done doing that. Man.
Well, I know you had all the chaos
it's a business,
but that's where my head because you know and because In This Moment, same week or so, got Atlantic.
We did lock in a European deal. That's exciting for us.
Oh, so you're going to go?
It's new to us. So hopefully this next 2014. Hopefully it'll be a trip to Europe.
Oh, so you guys have a lot coming up.
We're going to be busy. This is going to be a busy year for us.
So you're really looking forward to this little break that you've got coming up then?
Very much. We get a week off for Thanksgiving, and we'll get about 2 weeks off for Christmas, and that will be it. We will be
for a while.
And Onyx was, I you guys hold on to albums for a long time before they actually get released, right?
The album was released in May.
Was in May. And then,
which seems crazy to me because I was in the studio in January.
Right.
But between finishing tracks, mixing, mastering, promo, hype.
Were you involved in the writing of Onyx?
Yes, absolutely. All five of us are all
so
equal parts
contributors. You were the songs came after you joined the band.
Long after, yeah. I mean, I joined the band before.
So they weren't lingering around for a long time.
A couple of the ideas, I think, were they were pretty significantly gutted and redone. But I mean, like four of the songs were written in studio. Like the ideas we brought didn't make the cut, and we just had to write like on the spot, and they made the cut.
Briefly, just talk about the evolution of the band over the last 2 years, because you guys went from...
It's been a big change, man.
I mean, it's been a huge change in 2 years.
I think, you know, I there were a lot of things when I joined the band that I was excited about and things that I was nervous about and the direction of the band, where we were going, and where I thought we needed to go, you know. And obviously, I'm the youngest in the band, and I was a new guy. But... management gave me a shot, and I've come to what I hope to think is really earned George and George's respect. They come to me on opinions, and that's a really great feeling to have. You know, we were kind of lingering when I joined the band as a active rock band meets Motley Crue meets ballad writers. We really didn't have an identity, and that's the one word that when we went to the studio with Onyx, we were like, we have got to develop an identity with this record. Half the band is new, for starters, and all we had really established ourselves as for the first two records was that we could write songs. Not really consistent sounding songs. And you might not know that Boss's Daughter was the same band as 155. That was the same band as Last Man Standing. Those three songs really don't have anything in common. You know? And so we really sat down and pushed ourselves, which is a difficult thing to do already, but to add two new guys and then try to establish identity, somehow that's what made it work. Nick and I have known each other. We've been best friends for like 9 years now. And so we gelled. We've been in a band together before. We've written together, and we gelled immediately. And then there's the support of everyone else to everyone else. I mean, I don't know how it went so well, honestly. I mean, I was really nervous first of all, I was just nervous to go in and write this record. And there's a lot of pressure. We had four singles off the last record. So this was my first record, Nick's first record. People expected a lot out of us as a band and individually, and it was a lot.
Do you have any questions? How did you guys celebrate when Trenches went number one on the rock chart?
Well, we were in South Dakota, I believe. We just played Aberdeen, South Dakota. We already knew it was coming, and we watched the charts. I'm not going to be like, oh, it was just random and somebody called me. No. We were like counting the days to make sure we could get it. And so we were in South Dakota, and there's not a lot to do, which I thought was perfect. With a day off...
You could bond.
Exactly. It could be low-key, not, you know, and everyone has different personal interests, which I don't need to go into, but I was like, listen, I want to do something cool for the band. I'm not trying to, like, do anything that would embarrass anybody. Let's just have a good time. And IT's like, our tour manager's like, I have the whole thing planned. Just go with the flow. And I was like, Chris, I don't want anything stupid. You know, I don't want to go out and go to, like, a strip club. Like, this is a big deal. I want it to be special. He's like, no. He's like, it's cool. Don't worry about it. He's like, just play ball and listen. Take my direction. So we wake up. We get dressed. We go to the hotel. We all take pretty much the day to ourselves. Shower, pamper ourselves, relax. We all go out for a nice dinner, have some champagne. And Chris brings us back to the bus. And our band celebration thing has always kind of been pinatas. For like our one-year anniversaries, two-year anniversaries, et cetera.
And then you wonder why he's got Chachi as a nickname.
We break pinatas on stage. Well, Chris had gotten us a pinata, and we all took it and ripped it apart, and it had all the airplane bottles. So there's little booze everywhere. We all do a couple shots. And Chris is like, now we're going to go out like for the last part of the night. Are you guys ready to see where we're going to go? And I'm like, dude, we're in Aberdeen, South Dakota. Like, where are we going to go, man? And he's like, we're going across the street to Shenanigans. So we go across the street to Shenanigans. It's karaoke night, and there's like literally five other people in the bar. It's just our whole crew, a really close friend, promoter from the North Dakota, South Dakota area, and like these five random people that were just in there. And we all got, you know, a few drinks in us, all sang karaoke.
I was gonna ask if y'all.
That's awesome.
It was a really good time. It was a great, great time.
That sounds great.
And It's the memory you guys are going to have.
It really is. I don't know if you guys saw, did you guys see the photo when you walked on the bus?
We came straight back.
I'll show you on the way out of the bus. It's like this position, but facing the front of the bus. And it's a photo from that night. And we're all together. It's right before we go to Shenanigans. And yeah, we keep awesome. That.
I have, in that pile of photos that you're signing, I actually have a couple of mine in there that you'll sign.
Right on.
I've got one of each person from Rock on the Range, so.
Very
cool.
You'll
see yours.
That was a special feeling, you know, but it's over now, and now it's time for Deal the Devil, so we are very focused, and that has my complete attention right now.
Yeah, what a great
team. You guys are doing great.
Thank you. We're trying. It's a long battle for any band.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
This is, at least twice as long as I expected. So
yeah.
That's getting him out. And
yes, you have work to do.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Apologize.
Of course, guys. No worries.
Taking so much time, but
thank you guys so much. No, no worries at all.
And I'll make sure Bill gets that.
Your bag, Jim.
And I'll show you guys the photo too. It's a cool. It's a. It's a. I,